Good morning. It's 11:04. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News. With school set to begin in less than a month, a big challenge for many families is the lack of high-speed internet needed for remote learning. The problem is particularly acute in the state's most rural areas. The Kingdom East School District covers seven towns in Caledonia and Essex counties. Superintendent Jen Botsa-Jerns says internet access varies widely in her communities.
In some towns, you know, everybody has connectivity except maybe one or two students, but then about 30%, it's poor quality and it doesn't work very well. In other towns, you have, 40% who don't have good connectivity or 50%.
The state estimates that 70,000 addresses lack access to internet that meets the federal definition of broadband. Elementary students returning to school next month will be told to keep between 3 to 6 feet apart, not the minimum of 6 feet recommended by most health authorities. Education Secretary Dan French tells Vermont Edition that a state government science team supports the new 3 to 6 foot distance rule for elementary age students.
They felt very strongly that that was the approach to implement based on what the data and the research is showing at this point. All of what we're contemplating in Vermont is again based on our assessment of the Vermont conditions, which, arguably are some of the best in the country.
French says Vermont's low rate of COVID-19 is one of the key factors allowing schools to reopen next month. And New York State's health agency is walking back a recent statement by the state's top health official who had cast doubt on reports from nurses about dire shortages of protective equipment at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in late March and early April. State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker said that he spoke to hospital administrators, nurses, and physicians amid the pandemic, and he said he was told, quote, they have the PPE. But following Zucker's testimony, the health department released a statement that said state health officials had indeed heard reports from nurses demanding more or better protective gear. Coming up on 11:06, you're listening to VPR. Sunshine for the most part today, highs upper 70s to low 80s. I'm Jake Rusnak with VPR News.